for the programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And this is a special Programmatron preview of the quarterfinals. We decided that we wanted to take our stab at the programming. Bill's going to give his five tests slash events, which...
We don't do tests. Come on.
Tests are for the gym, events are for competition. And then I will give my five based off the floor plans that we now have. So CrossFit released the floor plan setup for the five tests. And in there is specific event, or I would say distances, equipment, setup, box heights for both handstand push-ups. So we're going to get into that. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the format for this year's quarterfinals. I say this year's. This is the first year that we've had it. But what I'm hoping for is that this is kind of something they move on forward, because this is actually something you've been clamoring for a while, is the way this is set up. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. I may sound a little off. I got a little last night. and... I'm putting on a good face. I'm doing the best I can with what I got to work with. But I got a phone call from my son's daycare and said that he'd thrown up at school. I was like, oh, great. So go to school. And it was so sad. He, like, came out of the doors, like, dragging his backpack and, like, had his head down just in a new outfit that he didn't have when he got there. Right, we always all the kids
extra
have
clothes. Had to pull out the extra clothes.
Exactly,
pack.
We had to pull the extra
dang.
Clothes. They had his knapsack in a plastic bag. I was like, oh god. So I pick him up from daycare, and they said he threw up at school, and he's not feeling well. And here's the part where I knew that it was bad. He didn't even want to go outside and play. That's how bad he felt. Like, Dylan is an outside playground monster.
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't even want to do that, I was like, oh great. And so my wife comes, and she actually takes him home because I have to go coach at the gym. And then, like, 30 minutes into the class, I just feel this little knot growing in my stomach.
Oh,
and
dude.
I was like, son of a bitch. Because you know that feeling, right? It's the precursor to what you know is about to happen over the next 12 hours. Hopefully just 12, not 24.
Yeah.
It's like when you're about to get a cold and that your nose gets a little itchy in the back, like in that nasal cavity, like, shit, I'm getting sick. And so I just feel this little pit slowly growing in my stomach. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not going to be good. And so, long story short, for the rest of the night, Dylan was puking and just, you know, he diarrhea just all night. I was doing the same thing. I haven't thrown up that much since I can't remember the last time I threw up from being sick. And it was awful.
I can take a lot of things, but I hate, capital H-A-T-E, throwing up. Like,
dude,
I don't want it touching my mouth on the way out. I can't, some people go like this, like, they'll be like, bleh. It's kind of like, it kind of falls
like,
out of their mouth.
Like a dog, blah.
Dude, I am not that guy. I'm this,
Dude, all loud, like someone
stabbing me in the back with like a spear.
I am the most violent vomiter this world.
Dude.
I was downstairs for sure, waking the kids up. Like, it was, and I put it off so long because I hate throwing up.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I was like, no, I can just hold it in there, which is stupid because the reason why my body wants to puke is because I have a stomach virus and is trying to purge it through any orifice that it could possibly go through. So I didn't sleep at all last night. Dylan didn't sleep at all. And we were just like two sick dudes. Well, you know, we basically told the girls, like, you guys stay away from us.
Yeah.
We'll work through this.
Self-quarantine at the house.
Yeah. And
dude, that's amazing that you picked that up so fast.
So fast. Yeah. It was crazy. Within an hour of running into him.
I mean, because you were talking about how...
Yeah,
how
he
got bronchitis and how he's like, oh, he's got, you know, the dust in the room because of the, you know, getting all the stuff fixed back up after all the flooding and everything.
This
and then
freaking kid can't catch
a
break,
man. Whacked with that. Jeez.
I know. Well, the good news is, if there's a silver lining, is that I think it's gone, right? So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's, you know, it's one of those weird, like, 12-hour just monster bugs. Like, kids go through that crap all the time. The problem is that quarterfinal starts tomorrow. I have not slept. I am so extremely weak, but I did lose 10 pounds in 12 hours.
Wow.
Yes. So my gymnastics should be on point.
Well, you're going to be, it's like, yeah, you just took off the weight vest, dude.
Yeah, weight vest is gone, baby.
Dang, yeah.
10
I mean,
pounds.
Granted, that's a lot of water weight, but like, wow. That always amazes me when people get sick like that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I mean, hate to say this like this way, but no wonder bulimia is like a thing. Yeah. It's like, dude, I'm so light now.
Yeah, that's great.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's fake weight. And I'm.
But, yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
10 pounds. I'm not shocked at that number based off how my night went.
Yeah, but, totally.
So if I sound a little off, I'm laughing but crying at the same time. But hey, we promised a Programmatron episode. You're gonna get.
Hey man, you got your saltine crackers episode. There, right?
Just, I got
just line, stack those little squares of goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's what I have right now. I have some LaCroix. Oh my God, LaCroix. Sweet Jesus, I'm so dehydrated. My mouth is so dry.
There you go.
So I got bubbles, and then I've got some bubs. So I'm triple bubbing, Bill, because I have bubs naturals in my coffee.
Bubs and bubbles.
Now, I haven't mixed them together, right? The only thing I've mixed together is my MCT oil powder, my collagen protein in my coffee. I do have the LaCroix off to the side, but with the bubbles, bubs, and collagen bubs, I'm triple bubbing this morning. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, then, if you're gonna triple bub, you know that you're gonna be healthy after this.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know what? You'll probably be 100% ready to go at the end of the podcast here.
Ship shape.
You'll be good.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. If you guys want to just double bub, I don't recommend the triple bub or the reason behind doing it. Go to bubsnaturals.com. Use the code GETWITH20 for 20% off their anything they have on their site. The MCT oil powder, the collagen protein, their Fountain of Youth formula, which is that new product that they have out. That's a heck of a morning wake up routine with that, but it's just a fantastic setup for the day. That mm-hmm. hot coffee, that creamy MCT oil that's non-dairy. So those of you guys that have some type of lactose intolerance that I looked like last night, if that were the case, is you don't have to worry about that. If you're trying to do a 10-pound crash diet, I recommend an alternative solution, but go to bubsnaturals.com, use the code GETWITH20 for 20% off any order, every order you do, and they'll turn around and give 10% of that to a charity, and just a lot of people giving back, which is the best part, right?
Totally.
I absolutely love that. I love that about Bubs beyond the fantastic product that they have. It's in the mail, Bill. I've got the tracking number for our thumb tape.
I was going to ask if you had to thumb tape your
here's what
last
happened.
Night while you were grabbing hold of the toilet.
Dude, yeah, I was hook gripping.
So you
that.
Weren't slipping away.
I was hook gripping the porcelain throne
hook
last
gripping.
Night.
Yeah.
I was white knuckling the shit out of that thing. Oh, it was so bad. It's just like screaming while throwing up. It's just awful. But here's why we took so long to get it. They ran out.
Oh, dang.
They ran out. That's how freaking good this stuff is. If they ran out and they had to scramble to get a whole nother mass shipment in. That's why.
Well,
that's
you
why.
Know, when you got good stuff like that,
hard to
it's
keep it
gonna
in
go
stock.
Out quickly. So for those of you that don't have it, you better get in that line and order it. Otherwise,
right.
You're going to be waiting again. And the quarterfinals are going to blow right by you.
Oh, well, what we've
seen. You're not going to have your thumbs taped.
Well, we've seen what's on the equipment list and what we've seen in the setups. You're going to need that good old hook grip coming up. So go to element26.co, element26.co, not .com, .co. Use the code GETWITH15 and get on that thumb tape along with us. It is the quickest thumb tape I've ever had to apply, easy to tear, and it's super sticky without the sticky residue when it's over. It's the best of all the worlds that I just said when it comes to a thumb tape. So go to element26.co, use the code GETWITH15, get that thumb tape. It is back in stock and ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
And when you have that, we want to make sure that you see it on the videos while you are getting ready for your quarterfinals.
Oh, yeah, we're
going
to need
it. Setting up those video cameras because, you know, we're going to be talking about the floor plan, and in those floor plans, it showed.
That's right.
Where your camera should be.
Or cameras.
And you got to make sure you have the right app to get it all set up. So we have the Wadproof Go app. It is a timer, yes. It is a video recorder, yes. But if you are wanting to up your game, in CrossFit, in weightlifting, in rowing, in nutrition, in just your overall fitness, you got to check it out. They have the Pro Pack, $9.99 a month. If you go and hop on that, and you will basically have, you have coaches at your disposal. You have programs at your disposal. You have internal competitions. You have ways to set up your workout. Like if you want to copy Noah Olson and just be like, what's up, Noah? I can do what you do. You can line your video up right back to back with them and basically go head to head with any of the athletes that they have on there. Marcus Philly. Sarah, before she got hurt, she was doing all this stuff too, but some of her videos are on there. And it's a really great community and a way to truly up your game. So if you haven't checked it out, you can get a 7-day free pass to check it out. But if you use our code GETWITH, and that's just GETWITH, then you'll get 20% off a 3-month pack. And again, it's only $9.99 a month. You have to check out their Pro Pack. And you're going to need a timer and a video recorder anyway. If you're doing the quarterfinals or if you're doing any of the events. And, you know, as we get into our discussion today, we talked about these guys. We talked with these guys. And they were actually along that journey of getting to where we are with the quarterfinals.
That's right.
So good people. Wadproof Go app. Check it out. Get it if you don't have it. Up your game, man. Get with 20% off 3 months. Do it.
And that free week trial.
And
the
that free
pro
week
package.
Just check it out. Totally.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for that deadlift program to come out. It's about time. I'll be 39 this year, so I'll be 40 next year. I think for my 40th birthday, I'll actually like try to get better at deadlifts.
You know, well, they always say that, like, if you look at all the strong men,
yeah,
they aren't the young chaps.
Like, I've heard about, like, old man strength or dad strength, and that is still, that still has eluded me. It is yet to happen.
Come on. Maybe in deadlift.
Yeah.
But
I think I got, I think I got some different things going on that it's like, hey, have you ever gotten, like, a x-ray or anything? I was like, no, I don't need to know right now.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Don't want to know.
We'll
sometimes.
See. We'll see. We'll say 2011 and 2013 did a wonder for my back in the regional days. But hey, we'll talk about that. I would say what? Maybe between. We just finished analyzing the programming for the Open for the 2021. Yep. We've got through 2010 or 2011 to that point. The next series we're going to do is regionals.
We got to do regionals.
That has been asked for. By quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think between quarterfinals and maybe when the semis start, I think we have an opportunity to sneak in there and get those in. Hopefully.
I think we can get some of those done, which I think is important because it really is going to, that's the evolution to what the semifinals are. And, you know, everyone wanted regionals back. And so you got to go back and look at what those are and what they were. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the games is the games.
Right.
But the regionals was really something special because, I mean, it was just down and gritty and dirty. It was like, it was the minor leagues in baseball and hockey.
It was the playoffs.
Scratch and fight. And
yeah, it was the playoffs. You know, like the playoffs or March Madness is the most fun part. The Super Bowl is kind of meh, but the playoffs are the best part of any season you do, albeit any sport you pick. And that's what regionals really were. That was the playoffs of CrossFit.
Totally.
And I can't wait to get those back with the semifinals. I think when we do the regionals, those are going to be some of the most fun Mount Rush moment episodes that we have.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've already been thinking about the amount of Rush moments I can't tell from the 2013 season. I'm really excited how that's going to go. Okay, so we're here to give our predictions and just give some information of what's coming up in the quarterfinals. So we have the floor plans. We have the equipment list. We have the number of tests that it's going to be. We have the format to which they should be submitted. The only thing that we don't have is the events themselves. And we're going to go through those later in this episode, but let's talk specifically the format of submission and how the leaderboard is going to work, because this is something that is oddly familiar to what we did last year. Was it last year during quarantine or COVID. Just after during COVID?
It was right when all that stuff started to hit. Yeah.
And it was the, we got asked to program specifically for this Teen Masters International Championship with Connor Martin, the original CrossFit kid. Right?
If you will.
If you will. And what we wanted to do was create this worldwide online teen and masters competition because masters and teens just got cut from the CrossFit Games season.
Yeah.
And what we ended up doing is trying to figure out the best way to fairly have people compete online, even though they're in different time zones around the world. And what was different than the Rogue Invitational was that every one of the athletes sacrificed when they would compete so they could all do it at the same time live, quote unquote, and be broadcasted from. And you were working with, and this was your idea, of partnering with Wadproof and to give athletes windows of competition of where they can submit video. And they can only do it in the window. Like, the app will not work unless they're in that specific time frame.
Yeah.
Along with a blind leaderboard throughout the entire weekend. So walk us through the idea that you had and then how we apply that to the Teen and Masters International Championship and then how that's similar to what we have coming up.
All right. So one of the things that I love about competition is you have to show up on game day. And I think that that's an important element in competition, not just in, like, when you do the open and you can set everything up so perfectly to your benefit. You could do the workout at a certain time. You can do it multiple times, you know, and as you do if you do a workout multiple times, you're going to be able to figure out little nuances to make it better. The strategy is a little bit different or whatever, but I always like the idea of like that to me isn't competition, because if you go to a competition, you don't get to redo it.
It's
hey, let me try this Super Bowl throw Hail Mary.
If it
doesn't work, let me redo that one again and see if we can get it. That's not the way it works. So I went to the guys at Wadproof Go and I said, there's got to be a way that we can do a one and done sort of a setup, or a force people into, you have to do this at this time. And we were kind of working with that idea. I was trying to develop something like that with them. We came up with a bunch of different, you know, really cool ideas and ways to do it. You know, and I'm not a coding guy. I don't understand the.
You're an ideas guy.
I'm an ideas guy. So, you know, talking to them was really cool to figure out how that worked. And then once Connor came to us saying, you know, when they cut the masters and the teens from the games, he immediately jumped on the idea of like, hey, we need to do something.
Yeah.
And so we blended the two together, and I brought Wadproof in, and we talked about it. It's like, hey, how do we set this up to where we can make this online competition? Mm-hmm. Because it was supposed to be like their version of the games is what the idea was. So how do we do that? If it's going to be the games, it has to be that you have one shot to do the workout,
right?
Or do the event.
Yeah.
And that's the way we set it up. It was like, okay, we can blend this to where there's a time frame that you need to get this done by. So if you are, and we talked about, okay, how much of a window do we want to give them? I mean, we know that no one has done it this way before. So it's like, we didn't want to be completely drastic. So we gave them, I think we went quarters of the globe to give them a range of time. And it's like, if you're in this area, this time zone, you have to get it done by this time. If you're over here, you got to do it by this time. If you're over here, you got to do it by this time. And they would basically manually open or close that time frame.
Yep.
So if you didn't get it done in that time frame and get the video, and there was a timestamp on that thing where
proof
it was like,
if
you did it, that's your proof. Yeah, it was awesome. And so, you know, again, the way that we were able to build that and that it worked was awesome. And
in
in
the time frame too.
Totally. I mean, it made it fair. I mean, when the way that Rogue did it was cool.
Yeah.
But man, could you imagine if Kara Saunders could actually compete at a regular competition time, not at like 2, 3, and 4 a.m. in the morning, like trying to get stuff done? So like that was like it completely, it took what we had or now, taking what we had, doing what Rogue did, and then kind of blending it all together into now a worldwide stage with this quarterfinals. And again, like I've done the online qualifier, the age group online qualifier for Masters, they would give their workouts or their events, and you would get to choose how and when you were going to do what you were going to do. And again, you set it up based on your strengths and weaknesses. And if you don't want to blow your back out in the beginning, you do that event last so that you can do all the other stuff first. This time you don't get to do that. You are told, here are your events. You got to get them done by this time. And I love how they did that. I think finally they're turning these online qualifiers into a competition,
right?
Not a video submission, do it whenever you want, set it up the best thing we can do for it. That to me is not competition. We're finally here, Chase.
We've made it.
We're welcome to competition now. Welcome to competition.
I love it. And I also love the blind leaderboard after submissions are due, because for the Teen Masters International Championship that we were a part of, is that it was a blind leaderboard the entire weekend. You had your 12-hour time frame for event one all the way through event. I think we had six. Is that right? We had six of them?
Six events.
Yeah, and then at the end of the weekend, then the leaderboard was revealed. Now, in this case, what we have going on is that events will get released Thursday noon Pacific time. So the same time that we had the open announcement last time, when they shifted it forward, you'll have 24 hours to finish the first two tests. So scores will be due at noon Pacific Friday. And then until it's closed, you won't know what anybody did on the leaderboard. And then you'll have 24 more hours to do the next two tests. And then you'll have 24 more hours to do the last test. Now, since the events are going to get released on Thursday, there is a window for you to practice a couple different things if you're, say, going to do all the workouts, say, Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, or whenever the time frame is for you around the world.
Right.
But you still have to get at least the first two done before Friday. And so though there is some wiggle room to tinker, if you think about it, at regionals, they gave us the events 2 weeks maybe prior to it started. So we got to tinker. We got to play. We got to fine-tune the machine. So there was an element of practice available.
But there is a difference between let me take my best time.
Yes, right? Yeah. So you're going to basically get a 24-hour window before things start getting submitted.
I mean, let's just real fast. The reason that's important, because let's say it's the wall walk event. Like we'll just use that one as an example. Because for me, that's a great one. If you know what it's going to look like, so you practice it, you go through it. For me, double unders are one of those things that like either I'm great that day or I'm not great that day.
Right.
So if I practice and I'm like, oh man, I got these double unders down. I got them down. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now start the clock, start the video. And my double unders aren't there.
Right.
Like the pressure is different, because that's what would happen if you were on the stage. And that's what it should be. That's what I like about it. Now you're right. There's a little bit of wiggle room. But it's not a lot. I mean, depending on what some of these events are, you're not going to get a lot of people that are going to do, like if it's any of the blasting, like who's going to do the dumbbell snatch and burpee box jump over multiple times in a day to get it done? You know what I mean? Like to do that, like, I mean, I know that people have done it. I've seen people do it.
Right.
But what it does is that starts to whittle that down. And the way I see it is, as we get used to this, you have to figure that there's I don't want to say baby steps, but there are steps to take to turn our big ship to get it to where it goes this way. Eventually, it's going to be that you got one shot.
Yeah.
Like those time frames are going to be whittled down.
Yeah, they'll be so truncated that you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
You may be able to do it. You got four hours, but yeah, you're not going to repeat the same event in 4 hours.
Right.
I do. I'm really excited about that. I like this new format. I hope they do the same thing for the teams, which will be in, 2 weeks, and then the same thing for the Masters, because
I hope so, too.
I really do like this. The only complaints I've heard for some people so far is, or just, you know, that's going to happen, right? Totally. Someone's not going to like something, is that they're like, well, now I don't have the freedom based off my schedule. Yes. And so, you know, well, and not just that, but it's like, I was like, yes, you have signed up for a sport. We are playing a sport. You are in the middle of competition. If your priority is that, then you need to make it your priority. The open was when you could adapt it to your regular day life. It was open for everyone. It was scaled or programmed appropriately that the majority of the world could play, and you have 4 days to get it done. Now we are competing. We are in the quarterfinals. This isn't just like the extended open, right? This is the top 10%, which is full of good athletes, and now you're playing a sport. So yeah, if you have to work on Friday or on the weekend, you're going to have to figure it out because you signed up to do this. Oh, by the way, you don't actually have to sign up to do this. You have an option. But if you want to make the semifinals, this has to be a priority for you. And then the fact that they're making it so scheduled and succinct when you have to submit those in the blind leaderboard and two events this day, I get it if it's not ideal to what maybe your like life is with work and all this other stuff, but you are playing a sport now.
This is why I wish that they would stop saying test, because it's not a test. You are in a competition and you signed up for a weekend competition. If you were going to go to the general masses, if you're going to sign up for a 10K fun run.
Exactly. Or if this was
you don't
sectionals.
Get to do that at noon because it fits in your schedule better. Yeah.
If this was sectionals.
Like the race starts at 8.
Old school sectionals. You have to sign up for a competition. You have to prioritize this if it is a priority for you. If it's not, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And if you weren't going to make the top 120 or whatever the number is in the continent that you're competing in, then don't sign up for them. Just do the events on your own.
Totally.
But I'm sorry that it doesn't work for everyone.
That is just remnants of the way it's been and the culture that we set up. We set up the culture this way. There wasn't anyone doing online qualifiers really like in this sort of a setup.
No.
Until we did it, until CrossFit started doing it. So I think that, you know, for those that have an issue with it, it's just growing pains for one. But basically, welcome to the event, man. Like, fine. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, you, if you can't make it, and even when we did our competition, we set it up for the masters and the teens, we had to keep pulling ourselves away from thinking, are they going to have time to do it? Well, but what if they have to work? Well, what if they have to, in reality, it's like, well, who cares? Like, I don't care what all those things you have to do, because here's the event. And if it was a local throwdown, they wouldn't change the local throwdown that you would go to because you had something going on that weekend. You just wouldn't be able to show up.
Right.
So like, that's just kind of how it works out. So now, you know, you throw your hat in the ring and now you're really throwing your hat in the ring. Like, you have to be on for that weekend. And that's just how it goes. That's competition. It's sport.
Yep.
Welcome to the games, guys. Welcome to the fun.
Exactly. It is fun. It just doesn't work for everybody. And that's the nature of life.
Yeah. I can't do the 10K fun run because I can't get there at 8 o'clock. All right. Yep.
Or I don't want to get there.
I'm running
at 8
on
o'clock.
My own. There you go.
Well, that's what we have for the setup. So we have the format. Release events will be tomorrow, noon Pacific. They'll release all 5 tests, and then you'll have 24 hours for the first 2, second 2, and for the last 1. Super excited about that. And now what we're going to get into next is that we have our floor plans, we have our equipment, but we don't have the events. And that's where me and Bill are going to come in. We are going to go through in detail all the floor plans, some unique things, some new things that I am super stoked about.
Yeah.
And hey, we're just going to make up some events as we do that. So before we get there, if you want to hear these events, this is a Patreon exclusive show for this part of the podcast. So if you guys want to listen to the detailed orientation of the floor plans, the equipment, and what the events may be, you're going to have to go to patreon.com/getwiththeprogramming and join the 156 other Patreons, aka Programmatrons, to hear that exclusive content. For those of you guys that are joining us already, we'll be with you in just a second.